A big announcement yesterday from the former Deputy Chief Justice, Tshekang Moseneke, recommending that local government elections be postponed. Moseneke is saying that the government elections will be free and fair if they're postponed to February next year. We were supposed to, or we are technically still supposed to, have elections in October. But Moseneke was mandated by the IEC to have a look at this, and he says that holding elections in October will be too risky. Wayne Sussman is the elections analyst at the Daily Maverick. Wayne, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So the former Deputy Chief Justice, Tshekang Moseneke, is recommending that the elections don't take place in October. He says that they need to happen in February next year. What are your thoughts on this, and what are the implications of it, Wayne?
Hi, Mandy. Yes. So let's see how the IEC responds. If you listen to the way they responded to his findings and report yesterday, it seems like they're going to support his conclusions, which means that there'll need to be an approach to the courts to have a finite extension of this term of local government until February 2022. Of course, this is unprecedented in South Africa. It's important for listeners to remember that this term of local government, from a constitutional perspective, cannot extend beyond 5 years and 3 months, which would be 1 November 2021. And he is asking, his findings suggested that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it needs to be postponed until February 2022. And he's also trying to prevent going to Parliament to get a supermajority for a constitutional amendment, which I think is very tricky and very precarious and would concern many many people in the country. So he's going to the courts. He's suggesting that the courts get approached and that there is a four-month postponement of these elections until February 2022.
So, as you say, there are constitutional implications. What are the implications on a very practical level? I saw that you tweeted saying thousands of councillors who would be retiring get to serve their communities and party for a few extra months. Thousands of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed candidates have to put their future on hold for a few months. So there are a lot of knock-on effects as well.
Correct. So there's a knock-on effect for the IEC, but let's first deal with the political parties. So I was recently in a part of Gauteng speaking to an elder in the ANC and an elder in the DA, and they were telling me they were looking forward to their retirement. They've served their parties and communities for many years and are ready to hang up their party berets. Now they'll need to continue for a number of months. And I imagine that political parties have already been recruiting candidates. We know parties like Action SA have announced their mayoral candidates. So this all gets put on hold for a number of months. Now, you'd also be dealing with errant councillors who are looking for their 15 minutes of fame to defect, and before we all forget about them, who might having disciplinary issues hanging over their heads. So this is going to cause some discomfort in various political parties, and it just delays that process. I also want to make it clear that this is not the best news for new political parties or parties who didn't do very well in 2016. So let's take Patriotic Alliance, let's take the Freedom Front Plus, let's take a party like Good, which was formed in 2019. They know that they're going to have considerably more public representatives than they do have now after the local government elections. And remember, once you elect councillors, right now, let's take a party like Good. They've got one councillor and they've got two members of parliament and one member of the provincial legislature. That's not a lot of public representatives to do your party's vision, to represent your party, to advocate for your party. So once we have local government elections, you have the opportunity to really drastically increase the amount of public representatives you have. So it disadvantages those parties which are relatively small now, which can do better in the local government elections. Then we take parties like Action SA, and there's a party in KwaZulu-Natal called the Bantu Botswa Congress, many local parties across the country. They have would be desperate to elect public representatives because then they get a salary from the various municipalities they represent. So that also gets put on hold. I don't see any clear winners. But let me also remind the listeners about the IEC. It's very difficult for the IEC right now to go into an old age home and register people because old age homes might be not open to external people to visit because of the lockdown regulations. So one's got to appreciate the difficult time frame the IEC had.
Wayne, thank you so much. Wayne Sussman is the elections analyst at the Daily Maverick. I think it's an inevitability at this point. I don't see the IEC going against the former Deputy Chief Justice Dikgang Moseneke on this. I think it's highly unlikely at this stage that the elections will take place in October. I wonder if they will be moved to February. Also, like the Olympics, I mean, you know, that's supposed to be happening this week, and who knows what's going to happen there.